Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series, our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
My name is Ben Finkley, and I'm the CEO of Velocci. We're a search engine marketing company, and we're based in Austin, Texas, and we specialize in doing search engine marketing for Drupal websites.
And so what does that mean? You go to a Drupal shop or a Drupal site and you suggest modules, or what happens when people come to you?
Sure. Well, for a lot of developers, on-page search engine optimization is something that they can do. And in fact, we wrote the SEO checklist module for Drupal to give developers a list of the things that they need to get done to do on-page SEO for a Drupal site. But what happens is that you can do those things and launch a project, but then it still is not enough for it to show up at the top of the search engines. So when a client comes to, you know, Drupal development shop and says, hey, you know, we want to get more traffic to our site, or we're not where we think we need to be in the search engines, that developer can turn to us and we will run the SEO campaign for that shop. We don't do any development ourselves, so any additional changes that would need to happen to the site would go back to that developer. But then we will take the site and go and do all of the what's called off-page SEO, which means we're going out to a bunch of different websites on the internet and getting them to link back and connect with that client's website. So Drupal is a great platform for SEO. I think it's the best platform for SEO, but out of the box, it's not 100%. And so you need specialists when the need arises to come in and really take a customer site to the next level.
And so talk a little bit about this, these sort of starter modules, the SEO startup kit. What type of things are in there that people are going through and setting up on their site, and what are they doing?
Sure. It's called the SEO checklist module. And in and of itself, it doesn't really do anything for you for SEO. But what it is an admin screen that has a list of other modules and then also other tasks that you need to do in order to optimize your Drupal website. So when you first install it, you know, all it does is it gives you an admin screen. You go to that screen and, you know, the first thing on there is going to be the page title module, and it's going to tell you to download it, and it's got a link to the page title module page on Drupal.org, and you click that and it goes to that page. You download the module, install it, and then when you come back to the SEO checklist screen, there's actually a tick box that you can check off and then hit save, and it will remember that you've already done that. So it's a great way, especially for developers who have many sites that they're working on, it's a great way for them to remember, okay, here are the things that I've done. So in that list, you know, and I don't have the list in front of me of what everything that's in there, but it's all the SEO stuff, the meta tags module, the path and the path auto module, the global redirect module. It makes suggestions and recommendations like going and setting up a Google account and signing up for Google Analytics. It's also included in the list is the Google Analytics module and the XML sitemap module, and it gives you instructions about, you know, installing that and then going submitting your site to Google and, you know, setting up analytics so you know what's going on with your site. It's also covers things like after you've got everything set up, going over to W3C and running a check on your site to make sure that you're still W3C compliant after installing and working on your site and doing all the stuff that you need to do. We also built in something that's pretty neat. So if you've already worked on a site for SEO for a while and then you install the SEO checklist module after that, there's a button that you click at the top of the module and it will go look for any modules that are installed and tick those off for you. So it kind of auto detects, okay, here's the things that we know you've done. And it doesn't cover everything. Like, of course, it doesn't know if you have a Google Analytics account or whatever, but it will tell you if you have certain modules installed. And hopefully what it does is it takes a developer to the second level of SEO, and a lot of developers are interested in moving on to the next project or developing more code for the site, and that's where we come in, is when it gets to that second level, when a client is unhappy about their search ranking, then that's where we can come in and kind of take over that project and with the developer work with the client on a complete SEO solution for.
And so what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see people when they're just running their sites and they may have played around with some of these modules or may have not even touched them? What is the most sort of common things that you see?
Yeah. Probably the biggest mistake is just forgetting something simple. you know, like making sure that your title tags are well written, making sure that you have the keywords in the right place in the title tag. If you install the Path Auto module, which is, you know, a way to automatically create nice clean paths, but you haven't installed the Path Redirect module, then there are some functions that are not there. So it's kind of dependent on this other module. And you wouldn't really know that just by going and reading about the modules. But if you have both of those modules installed, then you get some options that are really helpful. Like, for example, if you go to a node that already exists and you rename the title of it, one of the options that you can pick is to recreate the path and then redirect from the old path to the new path. Well, by default, what it's going to do is create the new path, but then leave the old path in place. So to Google, it looks like you have the exact same content on two different paths, and that's a duplicate content, and it can cause problems with your ranking in Google. So I think just, you know, knowing the best practices, oftentimes when we come into a Drupal project, there's holes just because people don't know the right things to do or they've forgotten to do them. We're very careful. We love our developer partners, and so we always go back to the developer and say, hey, you know, did you know you need to get this done or get that done? And, you know, we don't want to make them in any way look bad in front of their client. We want them to look, you know, terrific and smart. So we go back to the developer and work with him to get those issues resolved. And then we move on to the stuff that's, you know, off page. So,
and how much of your sort of SEO business is driven by Google versus the other search engines? And, you know, I know RDF and other semantic stuff are coming up, but right at the moment, it seems like Google is the main player in this. So talk a little bit about that.
You know, surveys and stuff that are out, the you know, places where they measure the market share of search engines say that Google is about 65% of the market or a little higher than that. In our experience, something like 90% of the traffic that comes to our client sites come from Google. And it's not because we focus on Google. It's because, frankly, everybody uses Google. And, you know, we get some traffic from Yahoo. We get less traffic from MSN. But the techniques that we use and the things that are built into Drupal for SEO, it targets all of the search engines. So do we focus on Google? Well, yeah, of course. Our clients want to rank in Google. We very well never get somebody coming to us and say, hey, I want to rank higher in MSN. It just doesn't happen. So we focus on Google, but the techniques that we use will affect all the search engines. And a lot of the newer stuff that's going on in search is not just focused on the natural search results. There are, you know, things like video and getting onto YouTube and embedding your videos there and using that to enhance your search ranking. I saw some really great stuff at DrupalCon DC about like the OpenCalais project where it tags your content and suggests alternate content that's out there. We're looking into things like that to help, you know, get our clients' content out further across the internet. So there are a lot of neat things that you can do that are not just Google focused, but yeah, to be frank, it's all about Google at this point.
And what about some of the performance implications of some of the modules? I know, for example, the XML sitemap can be quite a performance hog if configured in some sort of certain way. So maybe you can talk a little bit about some of these modules.
Yeah, and I think that's an opportunity for developers because you're right, the XML sitemap does cause a lot of overhead, especially if you have a site with tens or hundreds of thousands of nodes. That sitemap can get pretty unwieldy, and then every time a search engine comes in and hits it, it's, you know, it's creating the sitemap, and it's a probably the, you know, the best practice is to create the sitemap and maybe only regenerate it once a month or something like that so that you're not having this huge overhead on your server. But, you know, there are other ways to create XML sitemaps. That module is, you know, preferred for probably most sites because most sites don't have more than 1,000 nodes or so. But if you do have a large implementation, it's time to crack your knuckles and pull up to the keyboard and find that other solution. And I would love to work with a developer on making the XML sitemap work in a way that's feasible for large sites or in some way make it scalable or create a scalability plugin for the XML sitemap module or whatever it would take. That would help a lot of our customers. But right now we're pretty much just rolling our own solutions when there's overhead issues. And you know what? It's a good problem to have, you know, that you've got a solution, but it doesn't quite fit right because what's going to happen is the community is going to step up and come up with solutions that do work well, and that eventually what it does is it grows the community because as these solutions get dropped into place, more and more companies can feasibly use the Drupal platform. So,
And finally, just give me a sense of what do you see as the future of SEO and Drupal, and what do you see as next for Valachi coming in the next year?
Sure. So next for SEO in Drupal, I'd like to see Drupal be more SEO friendly out of the box. It does take, you know, a dozen modules to do all the things that we want to do in Drupal for SEO. Oftentimes when I come into work on a project, we'll want to go through and rewrite dozens of title tags because they're basically just taking the node title and using that as the title tag, and really to, you know, 100% SEO aside, a human's got to come in and go, okay, what are the right keywords for this page, and rewrite that title tag. And in Drupal, you've got, if you use the Drupal interface, you've got to navigate to the node, click on the node, click the edit button, rewrite it in there, click save, wait for it to save. And it would be great to have a way that you could, hey, I can pull up a list of 100 nodes at a time and rewrite all the title tags for it and click save. Or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of little things like that that would just make SEO more convenient for Drupal. Ultimately, of course, you can go into every single node and rewrite them, or you can just go right to the database table and rewrite them there if you know how to do that. But and then just making it simpler for people to administrate. For Valachi in the next year, you know, we had a very successful DrupalCon DC, met a lot of developers, and for us this next year is all about building partnerships. We want to have, right now we're about 50% Drupal in the sites that we work on, and we'd like to see that become 75 or 80%. And we're going to do that through partnering with Drupal shops and really developing. We have a partner program that's been in place for about a year, but we really have, up to this point, we've only had about 10 or 12 active partners, and we'd like to see that become 30 or 40 active partners and really support them and do trainings and do maybe even an SEO Drupal camp to help people learn about SEO. And I'm doing some other things for SEO for the Drupal community. I've got on April 2nd, which I'm not sure when this is going to go up, but if it's before April 2nd, you should go to the Acquia website and register for the Drupal SEO webinar that we're going to do and listen to that. If it's after that, they'll have it posted there in a downloadable or online viewable format. And we're also looking at developing some additional modules to help with link building. And right now I'm in the middle of writing a Drupal SEO book for Pact Publishing. So hopefully we'll have that out toward the end of 2009. And that, I think, will help a lot with getting all the steps in the SEO process down for a Drupal website. So we've got a lot coming up in the next 12 months. So,
all right, great. Cool. Thanks.
Thanks, Kent. Thanks for the interview.